In the highly structured lives of working parents, carving out unstructured playtime for young children can be difficult. Community Voices producer Tess Cortez explored how other parents and caregivers over the age of 35 navigate this path.
Embarking on the journey of parenthood later in life has had its challenges among the rewards. One challenge has been socializing my young son. He doesn't have siblings, and most of my friends have older or no kids. Enter the world of play dating. I sat down with mom of two, Marianne Kirk, and caregiver Amanda Englert to discuss this once unknown but now pervasively familiar subject.
Somewhat like a date, you arrange a time, you arrange a place, you show up with the kids, and they play.
There's often even, you know, a certain activity that will be planned. We're making muffins or we're playing dominoes. And I think it's also a chance for stay-at-home parents to interact with adults.
Yeah, the parents. You know, it's obviously really important for the kids to get along and actually want to play with each other. So the kids have to click. But also, because there's the adult interaction, you're really hoping that you're going to hit it off with the parents because you'll be spending 1 to 4 hours with them while your kids play. Pretty unbearable sometimes if you just don't hit it off with the parents.
I also think there's a direct correlation to the more parents who are in the room, the less attention's actually being paid to the kid. So some of the play dates where ostensibly the ratio was 1 to 1 is when a kid ends up in the ER because the parents are having their own conversation and someone is climbing up a bookshelf. You learn a lot about humans anthropologically watching play dates because adults are still developing too.
While my son was in daycare, we met Chris and Olga Schrock. Our sons were friends in class, so we started arranging play dates.
Well, we don't have any family in the area, so we actually spend a lot of time seeking out friends for our son. We latch on to who he likes and who he talks about, but we also look around the room and see what kind of people we might want to be friends with.
I would say that there's been a couple of occasions where I've had to tell my wife that she's too eager. She would, right off the bat, say, "Oh, here's my phone number. We live over here. Can you give us a call? We'll do a play date." And I always tell her, you can't ask for the digits on the first date. Got to play it cool.
I began wondering about using current tools of the dating game to meet other parents. I mean, it's 2017. There's an app for that, right? So I signed up for the play date app Peanut and began looking at the profiles of mothers in my area and then beyond. None were over the age of 34.
So did you guys know that out there in the world, like, it's a thing to have apps for play dating? Have you guys heard of that? Or
no.
Have you ever used anything like that?
No. My son's friend, I think that they did tell us about, like, meetups, but we had no idea what that was.
Would you use one?
I'm more old school. I don't think it's a great idea. Maybe I'm not as eager as Olga is in the play dating realm.
It actually sounds like too much technology for me. I think I'd have to go the old school way, like Chris is saying.
You guys both work full-time jobs and you have two small children. How do you make time for finding parents to play date?
My son plays baseball and other sports, and we've made some really good friends through that interaction and getting to know the parents there. As far as technology goes and finding people on social media and things like that, we have some pretty interesting stories about finding babysitters.
There's play dates that you design to play, and then there are these co-op situations where you do make a commitment to a certain families and you sort of function as caregivers for each other's children and just sort of a larger extended family. And that is a very, very beautiful thing that's worth all the dating.
So my journey to find parents of a certain age with young kids continues. The old school way. I just signed my son up for soccer. For WYSO Community Voices, this is Tess Cortez.
Tess Cortez is a graduate of WYSO's 2017 Community Voices class. To learn more about training opportunities, visit our website, wyso.org.